test, 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 test. Did you know that recording the first part of a first podcast ever is really a lot more difficult than it seems? Well, it's true. I think this is probably take number five. We'll see if this sticks. I'm Z Johnson. I write at mrexplorer.com, which is my little platform for writing and sharing my opinions and thoughts on the state of market research, including some tips and tricks, things that I learn from my own experiences and the like. I decided that I wanted to try putting this in podcast form because writing is great, but there are so many other vehicles through which we can try things. And in the state of, quote, digital transformation, I thought, why not give it a shot? So here we are, mrexplorer.com, the podcast. This first podcast I am recording because I wanted to share my opinions from a what turned out to be controversial topic and talk from IIEX North America in Atlanta, now a couple of weeks ago. The speaker, for those who weren't there, his name is Per. He is a self-described digital nomad, and his description of his life included things like having a virtual physical address so that he could order things online and still have them delivered, not owning a house but living in Airbnbs, not owning a car and just using either Uber or Lyft or whatever rideshare, and not having a job where he reports to anybody, but instead having his own job. Now, the entire lifestyle, definitely. There's controversy around that just because of those of us with families wondering how on earth you could make that happen and still be a contributing member of society. And on the other side, people who were very almost envious of that lifestyle. My take, however, was completely different from either of those points of view. Instead, as I was listening to Per talk, my mind went to, if this is really the way the world is going, and there are systems in place for people to be able to do this, then what does that mean for the state of market research? Okay, so what do I mean? Well, let's take a traditional customer today. Traditional customer today operates from a single location. They have generally a physical address where they come home to. So, generally speaking, they are in a fixed spot, which means that they are a part of a somewhat fixed neighborhood or society. And with that comes the culture that is associated with wherever they are living. So, when we ask those people questions and we try to research them, we are assuming that they have that center of gravity, that their responses are going to be based in part on their perspective, which is in part driven by the people that they are surrounded by on a regular basis. Now let's take the digital nomad. The digital nomad could be in a variety of different cultures at any given point. We're not sure where their home is on any given day. That means they are dealing in different societies, different cultures, different markets, and at any given point, we don't know which market they are currently involved in. There are other things that came to mind about this digital nomadery, which, yes, that is now a term, digital nomadery. For example, what kinds of things do they need or don't need? Per's talk was about removing things that caused any friction. So, if we're looking at a possible increase in people who have that kind of philosophy in life, then Market research itself kind of causes friction. We're already looking at an era where we are happy if we get a 1% response rate sometimes. And like a 1% response rate could be phenomenal. Sometimes we're cheering about having a 0.5% response rate for a survey that we send out. Now suddenly we have people who are choosing whether or not they are going to participate in certain things based on whether or not it causes friction. And if someone is taking a survey that doesn't think it matters to them, increasingly, we could see those response rates go down. Now, something that you'll find that I tend to do is I tend to go back and forth, because the argument, as I was just saying, that response rates could continue to drop. The argument back could be, well, they're already continuing to drop. We're already at a time where if we don't make surveys engaging, then people already, whether they're digital nomads or not, are opting out, and that's why we're having low response rates. To that, yes, I absolutely agree with that. We have a problem at its core anyhow. But let's take someone who is living this digital nomad type of lifestyle. We're asking them questions that are irrelevant to them. For example, Per said that he is just using cryptocurrency. So then when we ask and we try to identify him or classify a digital nomad like him into a particular spending category, how are we asking and how are we identifying that spend category? If we are asking where he's going to necessarily go shop at a store, expecting that he's going to physical stores, and we're trying to create a persona or we're trying to follow him, which sounds really creepy, but it's a thing that we tried to do, is trying to get people to talk about and tell us or share with us where they're going so we can get an idea of a persona, right? A person that goes to a particular set of stores versus a different person that goes to a different particular set of stores. So now we're trying to follow this digital nomad who is potentially just buying online. We don't know if they're going to the stores in their cities, or potentially they're hyper local. They are only getting their essentials from places that are extremely local to where they happen to be at any given moment. We don't know, but again, what kinds of questions are we asking? And how would we expect that type of person to answer? This is a thing that I have been wrestling with since listening to Per talk about being a digital nomad. It's less the ethics behind that kind of lifestyle, and more the fact that while that may seem an extreme type of lifestyle, someone living completely nomad-like digitally, what does it mean for more mainstream stuff? We already see many people who are foregoing the traditional hotel for an Airbnb. We're already seeing that change. We're already seeing people who, instead of taking taxis, are more likely to take a rideshare type of transportation option. We're already seeing more people who are either shopping extremely local, supporting their local businesses, and or they are doing more of their shopping online. Thanks, Amazon. So how are we adapting our studies to be inclusive of all those different scenarios? That's what I am curious about, is how are we making sure that our market research is going to be inclusive, is going to be engaging, is going to be reflective of the different ways that people are living? Because increasingly, there are more options, and I'm not going to get into whether they are correct or incorrect, whether they are ethical or not ethical, or the debate that exists around people who can afford that type of lifestyle versus those who can't. because those are very relevant, but that's not where my head is when it comes to this type of lifestyle and market research. Instead, this brought home to me how we have a traditional sense of how people live. We have a fairly traditional sense of how to segment societies. And are we creating market research studies? Are we creating scenarios and taking in mind, how does that go? Keeping in mind, are we keeping in mind the different scenarios where the tradition is not the thing that is being followed? And if not, at what point are we going to end up finding ourselves making wrong decisions as businesses because we have a skewed perspective on how people are making decisions and how people are living? Okay, that's it for this episode, this very first episode of MR Explorer, the podcast. You can find me on Twitter at ZONTZIRY. That's at Thontheory. That's my full first name. And also why I go by Z. You can also find me on my blog still, MR Explorer. That is, the first three letters are MRX. MRExplorer.com. I hope to keep doing this because I really enjoy just being able to talk things out, and we will see you around. But before I completely go, I'm going to share with you a recording of a piano piece that I particularly enjoy playing. It's called Gitanerías, which is Spanish for gypsies, by Ernesto Lecuona. See you next time!